Welcome to the Good Week Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 104, verses 24 to 34, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Lord, you have done so many things. You made them all so wisely. The earth is full of your creations. And then there's the sea, wide and deep, with its countless creatures, living things both small and large. There go the ships on it, and Leviathan, which you made, plays in it. All your creations wait for you to give them their food on time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled completely full. But when you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you let loose your breath, they are created, and you make the surface of the ground brand new again. Let the Lord's glory last forever. Let the Lord rejoice in all he has made. He has only to look at the earth and it shakes. God just touches the mountains and they erupt in smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I'm still alive. Let my praise be pleasing to him. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Emmanuel Cleaver III, Senior Pastor of St. James United Methodist Church, Kansas City, Missouri. He writes, "It is simply breathtaking to consider that God created everything. God didn't use the same pattern when designing the animals of the land and the creatures of the sea. Everything relies on God for life. Just imagine that God knows every intimate detail about everything we see and all that we cannot see with the naked eye. God is not simply a creator, but a provider who sustains all life. We have the privilege of experiencing God's beauty and wonder simply by noticing the sights, sounds, and smells of everything around us. We can touch God's creation and feel God's handiwork. We can see God not only in creation, we can experience God in every moment of life." The words for breath and spirit are the same in both Hebrew and Greek. Every time we take a breath, we are filled with God's spirit. Each breath we take is a reminder that God's love is filling us. Exhaling reminds us of how we can share our experience of God with the world. God's glory is all around us, and we should make a habit of recognizing it, acknowledging it, and appreciating it. Nature is God's autograph, reminding us of God's love and care for all creation. Loving God, I thank you for creating and sustaining me. You are my provider, and I give you praise. Move me toward a greater awareness of your presence in all of creation. Amen. And here's a devotional exercise. Take a moment to notice one particular part of God's creation, something you can hear, see, or feel. Reflect on its intricate makeup and thank God for it. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.